time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
January 20th, the second Sunday. Jesus had peculiar tastes in friends. You put the whole crowd of his followers together, and they were not as smart as one of the third-rate philosophers in Rome. Maybe some of them could read and write. They were perhaps street smart. But how were you going to announce the nearness of the kingdom of God when you surround yourself with folks that wouldn't make a good assistant precinct captain? They were utterly insensitive to Jesus' spiritual message and interested only in the power and the prestige they were going to have in his kingdom, which they didn't understand at all. One of them was a thief, 10 of them cowards. Jesus could have done better. Why these sluggards and nerds? Why indeed? And why do we pretend that our leaders today are better than they were? Patently, the first pope and the first bishops were not sacred persons, but inept, often stupid human beings. Why do we have to pretend that their successes are any better? Why should they be immune to criticism? Have we missed the point somewhere along the line that the leaders of the church and the followers in the church are fragile, imperfect human beings, and that Jesus chose the ones he did precisely because he wanted a human church? If he wanted something better, he could have turned it over to the philosophers in Rome or to the seraphim. Now, here's a story for those who think that priests and bishops should be as perfect as Jesus. Once upon a time, there was a group of young men who idolized the quarterback on the local NFL team. No cities in mind in this story, by the way. He was a great passer and a gutsy runner, and he played despite pain. He was modest at media interviews, generous with volunteer work, kind to kids, and signed autographs till all had been accommodated. He was humble and respectful and prayed before every game. He was practically perfect, it seemed, a great model for kids in the city and around the country. One night, he came into a tavern where these young men hung out. He was roaring, drunk, and abusive. He pushed a couple of women around, insulted the bartender, picked a fight with a little guy, and sneered at our group of idolaters. They were shocked into silence. However, one of them, a bit of the nerd, actually asked the quarterback for his autograph. He knocked the pen out of his hand, shoved it back against the bar, and cursed him. "What a jerk," the crowd said. "We'll never cheer for him again. He probably uses drugs, too. He's no role model for children. The team should trade him." "But," said the nerd, "he's only human." "That's no excuse," everyone else agreed. "Let's get rid of the bum."
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.